In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Presence of the Almighty God. I believe in practical. The word of God is real. The word of God is what? Let God be true, let all men be liars. Praise the access code. And this year is the year of what? The supernatural. Then we can access the supernatural through praise. But mind you, listen, it's not everyone that prays or that praises that access the supernatural. That is the truth. A man that will access the supernatural must not be carnally minded. For to be carnal is enmity before God. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. A carnal man cannot command the supernatural. It is impossible. If he does, then it turns to magic. Are we getting it? So the question is, whoever offers praise, what is his status before God? The Bible says his eyes are too pure to behold iniquity. Moses was able to conquer all the magicians in Egypt. Why? Because Moses was a supernatural man. He has seen what others did not see. In fact, when the Lord called him, he said, "Who art thou, Lord? You are sending me. If I get there, how will I introduce you?" Contact, relationship, salvation, regeneration. Any man you see in the scriptures, they can come anyhow, but there is a form of transformation. You know, God's servant told us that salvation and transformation, they are two legs. It's not one leg, it's a two leg that makes it to balance. You can't be saved and not be transformed. You cannot be saved and still remain carnal. No. How will you accept the spiritual? Just like Pastor Shola was saying this morning. We are spiritual beings. So our praise is not just physical exercise. No. Libarik atiya bahande mahusiataya. Praise is not jumping up and down. No. Once your spirit is not connected to the supernatural, it's just a mere exercise. Although Paul said, it profited a little. Yes. But that is not the reason why we are here. We are trusting God. A time is coming when the choir will minister and there will be no words to say. The glory will descend. God is not a liar now. He can't be a liar. He cannot be. He cannot be a liar. It cannot be forever. Oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. If the patriarchs, if they have access to God and they display unto us and we saw it, what disturbs us from tapping into that same realm? Has God diminished by his power? Has he reduced in his ability? Then what is wrong? That something is wrong with us, of which we need to tackle this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any praise, any worship that will command the supernatural. Who is that vessel? Who is that vessel? Who is that vessel? Who is that vessel that is connecting? So as a person, as a worshiper, any whatever you call yourself, who are you before him? You always read Elijah said, I am before my God, before whom I stand. No wonder they can command the supernatural. For Elijah was a man of like passion. He was a human being like us. Remove man of God. We are all men. We are all what? We are all men. What makes the difference is God that is attached to it. You know, when you are singing, you sing Iba. That's what we are going to do. And that's going to lay the foundation. Then we go and worship. And we desire the supernatural. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A man of humility is a man of the supernatural. Maybe I should allow you to go and come back. Abi? Please go. So that I don't keep you waiting. A man of humility is a man of what? Of the supernatural. I will show it to us in the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But let's just pause. Let's go to Psalm 100. Praise the access code. Praise access code to the supernatural. Psalm 100 verse 4. Psalm. Let's start from verse 1. Let's start for better understanding and clarity. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Can we make a joyful noise? Can we make a joyful noise? Can we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, the one that is more than able? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with what? Singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord is God. Can you see? Know ye what? Know ye that the Lord is God. David was the one talking here. That is showing to you relationship. A man that does not know the Lord cannot worship or praise him acceptably. He has made us. And not we ourselves. Now look at the next one. We are his people. The question is, are you his people? Now let me say this. Everything that is done in the kingdom is totally based on your foundation. Honestly. In the training, I will tell people that if you want to build a house, what do you secure first? You secure the land. So for you to build a foundation, to lay a foundation, you need to secure the land. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am the master builder. When you don't secure the land, everything we are saying here will be fables. It will be like if we are talking in parables. And that's why the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Trace your mind back to when you met the Lord. Everything we enjoy in the kingdom is the product, the primary product of our meeting with the master. You don't meet the master, everything will look like they are just saying it is not real. And when it is not real to you, it is easier for you to go back. It is easier because you have not experienced it. The peace you have not experienced, the joy you have not experienced, joy unspeakable you have not experienced. But when you have come in contact with it, nobody can take it away from you. It's a personal experience. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Are you a goat? Are you not stubborn? We are the sheep of his pasture. Look at verse 4. Now look at the introduction from verse 1 to verse 3. He now says, because we are the sheep of his pasture, enter into his gate with what? Thanksgiving. Why? We are the sheep of his pasture. We are his people. We are not strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. We are not aliens to him. No, 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 no. Sometimes we are at the backyard. Sometimes we don't know him. Sometimes we were sinners. Sometimes we are rebellious. But now we are his people. Beat your chest, say, I am his people. Oh, you are not proud of what you are saying. Say, I belong to Jesus Christ. And into his court with praise. And there are dimensions of the courts. As established by the scripture, there is a outer court. There is a inner court. Then there is the holiest of holies. The question is, where are you? Where am I? Am I still in the outer court? Am I in the holies of holies, where no one can see his face? Every one of us, we are at a level or the other. The hallmark of relationship is to see the glory of the Lord. When you look at, is it Ezekiel 33 or so? Exodus 33. You look, when you read that, you see the sequence of relationship. Moses was the only person in the scriptures that demanded to see the glory of the Lord. Lord, if I found favor in your sight, show me your glory. I am not satisfied with your presence going with me. No. Who are you? Let me see your face. And the Lord cannot deny himself. You've heard for a hard thing. You can't see my face and leave. I will keep you in the cleft of the rock. And I will allow my glory, my goodness to pass before you. What are you asking for? If they wake you at the dead of the night and you are given a blank check, what will you request? What will you ask for from the Lord? I'm not going to ask from the Lord wisdom. No, no. I'm not going to ask from the Lord riches. Lord, show me your glory. The Bible says, when we gather, we shall be like him. So the first thing that we must not play with or toy with, who are you before the Lord? Who am I before the Lord? Can I command the supernatural through my praises? Through my worship? Is he a liar? He can't be a liar. Lies are not in his nature. No, that is of the devil. God is of a purer heart. He's truthful. Is what? Ever truthful. Ever truthful. Ever truthful. Ever truthful. If we are to command the supernatural, I said the topic is praise, access code to the supernatural. So we are looking, who are the people that will praise and have access to the supernatural? It is not meant for everybody. That is the truth. And we can establish from the scriptures. From the scripture. Even the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at what the Lord. In Philippians 8. Let's see it. Even the Lord himself. The Lord himself is an epitome of humility. Philippians 8. Maybe I should read it. My concern is to open our eyes as we give praise, the content that is given praise, not what you are saying in your mouth. Who are you made of? Who are you? Who are you? Am I? Who am I? No, let's start from verse 1. I'll rush down. Verse 1, Philippians 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, goes to verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Yes. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5. First, let this mind be in you. Eh? Let what? Which mind was in Jesus Christ? Let's look at it. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God? Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But made himself. He did what? He was not forced. He did what? He made himself of no reputation. At times we fought for reputation. Don't you know who I am? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of souls. Make himself of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation. Oshiara gege bi eni ti o jaman kankan. And the Bible said, let this mind be in you. Which mind? Made yourself of no reputation. Am I the one that wrote the scriptures? But made himself and took upon him the form of a servant, like a sheep that was taken to the place of slaughter. You know, the sheep cannot resist. You draw him. He was made in the likeness of man, of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. A man of the supernatural is a man of humility. You can't be proud and command the supernatural. No, that is not the way it works. That is not the way it works. Numbers 12:3. Look at another person. Numbers 12:3. Numbers. Can we see? Now the man Moses was what? Very meek. Look at the qualification next. Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Now if God should give us, each of us, our assessment, what are we going to get? The same report, this kind of a report was also said of Job. Abi? Of Job. So each time, that means God knows everything about us. Moses, of all the men upon the face of the earth, was very meek. Above all. Above all. No wonder. In the process of relationship, he could ask God, show me your glory. Your master, my master, my Lord, made himself of no reputation. So what reputation are you flaunting? You are not like your master. You are not like the Lord. No wonder. Whenever Jesus wants to do anything, the first thing he will do, he will say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for you. Always do what? Hear me. Because he chose to die. He was not forced to do it. He chose to die. A carnal man cannot be humble. No. And that is why it is impossible for him to command the supernatural. If it is only this that we are able to get. Your contact with the Lord and your humility. The man Moses was very meek among all the men. What a qualification. How many of us are now on the planet Earth? Over 7 billion. Abi, we are over 7 billion in all the continents of the world. Who is now present? If God wants to assess each and every one of us, which position am I going to take? Let's say the meek. Just look at the meek. Let this mind be in you. The Bible says Jesus is what? The author and what? The finisher of our faith. Of all men, that should be our principal example. That should be our what? Our role model. Abi? It should be our role model. That means if we can do what the Lord did, you know, he came as a man, then we can have access to everything he has access to. Abi? The Bible says we are kings unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. But it's not every king that reigns. Some kings are dethroned. Now look at the example of Nebuchadnezzar. One of the stories in the Bible that amazes me. How can God remove a man from the throne and send him to the forest? And for good 7 seasons, he behaved like an animal. But despite that, nobody occupied that throne before he came back. What mercy! He behaved like an animal. He was rooted, he was uprooted from the throne because he failed to praise the Lord, that there is a God that rules in the affairs of men. But because of the mercy of the Lord did not allow anybody to occupy the throne. And the Bible says when he came to his senses, he came to what? How did he come to his senses? He humbled himself. And he was restored. So one of the things that the Spirit of God, when you are a child of God, one of the things you will enjoy is the spirit of humility. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are looking at how do I access the supernatural through my praise. Humility. 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 Anyone that will assess the supernatural must be a man of instruction. A man of what? Instruction. To obey is better than what? Sacrifice. You cannot be breaking protocols. You cannot be disobeying God and you tell me that you have access to the supernatural. It's not going to be possible. It's not going to be possible. A man of the supernatural is a man that is being prompted by the Holy Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. They are what? The children of God. So that what we are saying will not be, they are just saying it. You know what makes Christianity sweet? Huh? That I can assess what I've been taught in the scriptures, in the altar. Pastor Shola was talking in the morning that some people stood afar. And where he stood, he understood what they were saying. Woli Niwaba Yewabi, the prophet of God. Praise the Lord. We can also access it. God is not partial. But on most occasions, what he wants to use you for, he gives you the enablement. Like me, I love singing, but I cannot sing very well. You know, everything will cease. Preaching will cease. You don't agree? Preaching will cease. No preaching in heaven. What are we going to be doing? So your department is number one. I'm not flattering you. But before we get there, we need to do things that we needed to do. Praise the Lord. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? So it's the sons that we have access to the supernatural. How many sons are in the house? Are you sure? When lad did you talk to your father? When lad did you talk to him? When lad did he call you and you understand his voice? He said, we are the sheep of what? Of his pastures. Sheep are not stubborn. They obey what? Instructions. That's why I said, prayer is not the master key. No. Obedience is the master key. He opens all doors. So for us who accept the supernatural, look at yourself first. Examine yourself. Take it unto yourself. Why is it that Peter in the prison can praise the Lord, and the Bible says the foundation of the prison, they did what? Shook. Is it not the same man? But he couldn't do that when he was outside. So he has contacted a man, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a man of God in this nation. I won't mention the name. He said he prayed. He prayed. And many miles away from where he prays, the heart shook. So we can still experience it. Not only in the scriptures. Why? But those people, they are men of consecration. They are men of humility. They are men of instruction, of obedience. So how much do you consecrate yourself? It is not automatic. It is not. So that the supernatural as the theme for this year will not be a myth. Will not be a what? It will be a reality. God that has put it in the heart of a servant, that is the year of the supernatural. Me, in the name of the Lord, I will experience the supernatural. You are not saying your own. I will not only experience it, the supernatural also will move through me. You are not talking. Now say it like this. I will experience the supernatural. By the grace of God, I will display the supernatural. That's the hallmark of a child of God. But who are you? Are you not double-minded? Are you the same in the church? Is it the same person outside? Who are you? Who are you? Liya makasufataya. Who are you? They have the form of godliness, but they deny his power thereof. Do you have the form of godliness and you deny his power? Who are you? In your secret of the secret, who are you? That is the question today. Who are you? There is no perfect man anywhere. No. But all of us, we are moving toward perfection. When you look at the life of David, why did God said a man after my heart? Did he not sin? He sinned, but he's not a man of pretense. He doesn't pretend. He doesn't. Immediately he sees himself fault, or he has done something, he will rush back to God. He will cover himself with ashes. And when you look at the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said the root of David, the same man. So God has never been looking for a perfect man anywhere. He wants to glorify himself in your inadequacies if you cooperate with him. If you do what? If you cooperate with him. He called Gideon. Gideon, a man of valor. Oh, I'm worried. Where am I? He was a weak man. Just cooperate with him. Say, Lord, I will cooperate with you. He knows our weaknesses. He knows. His eyes are not blind. But don't pretend. Don't pretend. The Bible said, before whom all things are naked. When you look at the life of David, you will know that you should know that you have hope. The gospel is not completed without David. Jesus, when that blind man called you, what did he call him? Jesus, the son of David. Should Jesus associate or be identified with David? The man that killed the man in the war that went to represent the nation, sent a letter of death, killed the man, married the wife. And to the amazement of God, that is the woman that produces Solomon. Ah! There is no bastard anywhere. Man can call you bastard. God does not call any man bastard. Why? Ask me why. They are the image and the likeness of God. It shouldn't be David. Even the harlot, his record is in the scriptures. I tell people, in this kingdom there is no condemnation. If God condemns, where are we going to stand?
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday, Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.